Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonathan Peterlin, Jason Stanford with you guys right here. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He works at The Athletic. His name is Mike Sando, and he joins us right here on The Fan. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
From that intro I listened to, I take it I'm doing better than you guys are. I mean, my gosh.
Ouch.
That was rough.
Not a ramen guy?
Well, I love ramen. But I mean, the whole tone and tenor, I feel like I'm stepping into a very difficult situation here. I watch from afar. It's easy, but you guys are in the middle of it.
Yeah, all right. Do you feel like we as Browns fans are in a prison like Ken says that we are?
Yeah, I believe that you are. I mean, obviously that contract is trapping the Browns in a bad position. And, I mean, going all the way back to the decision to not bring back Joe Flacco, too, right? It's a thing that now compounds and has made the organization has become a prisoner, and the fans and everybody else by extension of that deal. And now we just wait to, okay, where is that sort of jumping off point, right? You can't do it forever.
Mike, when you look at this right now, Andrew Berry, do you think he's on the hot seat?
Well, they gave the coach and the GM extensions before the year, which to me signals that, hey, these guys probably weren't twisting the owner's arm back when they did this and said, hey, please, can we do this and go all in? As much as maybe the owner had to be driving some of that. That's the way I read that. So I think it would be a shame if it dragged down everybody. But it is a messy enough situation that I think anything could be on the table. I just haven't sensed any unhappiness with the coach and the GM there. They're moving along like normal, right? They extended them. They feel like they got the right guys. And are they just plugging their nose through this Watson thing and they're going to come out of it? I don't know. Maybe it depends how long they keep going down this road.
Yeah, I mean, 1-5 obviously changes a lot of people's tones, though. You know what I mean? It's just it's a little different. And 5 years in now, one playoff win. I know you took the Browns to a playoff win, and that matters more than other franchises. But, Mike, you've been around the league long enough to know one playoff win in 5 years usually doesn't keep your job.
No, well, no, this Watson detour is a unique thing, though. So as you're assessing, do you feel like, I mean, who drove the car on that matters, doesn't it, to you? I mean, or is it unrecoverable to you? This has just tainted everybody, and you feel like there's no way anyone can survive it because it's such a mess locally. Do you feel that?
I think it might have tainted everybody, as you said. I mean, I look at the reports we had afterwards. It's like, well, who was in the Houston hotel trying to convince Deshaun Watson to be a member of the Browns? That was Stefanski and Barry right there. It was Stefanski with the iPad laying out how he could be awesome in a Browns offense. Yeah. Like, they were all complicit here.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys know much about the 2004 Miami Dolphins, but they're the last team to go the first six games of the year without topping 300 yards or 18 points in a game. So that's the company they're keeping, and you can't just keep going down that road.
Well, let me ask you, so how do we get out of this? We read the article you had at The Athletic, and it was obviously very well sourced the way that you are, and you had asked executives about a potential trade of Deshaun Watson. How does that work? What's the framework of it, and do you think it's realistic?
Yeah. I do think it's realistic that it could happen. I don't know if the Browns would be, if they would rather do that than just bite the bullet on it and take the big cap hit, right? But the way that it would work would be, nobody thinks that Watson is viable as a quarterback on a different team. No team's going to acquire him and have a press conference like the Browns did a few years ago and say he's going to compete or he's part of who we are, right? He hasn't played well enough. The off-field stuff makes him basically not a factor that way. So now you're talking about a Brock Osweiler type of trade where could you find a way for the everyone to be satisfied? Okay, so Watson waives his no-trade clause because he wants to get out of there and he knows he's going to get his money anyway. The new team says, hey, we'll take on some of that salary, whatever the 90-some million left. We'll take on some of it. We'll acquire Watson, but you have to give us some draft capital, something else, so that we'll do this, and then we'll release him. He's not going to be part of our locker room. We're not going to have the same charade and be indebted to him in any way. And then everybody sort of gets to move on. The benefit for the Browns would be, when you do a trade, it's easier from a cap standpoint, and it could be easier from a cash standpoint, too, if the new team were to essentially be buying that draft pick. And there's rules. You can't buy draft picks, but guess what? It's been done before. The Browns did it with the Osweiler thing in 2016. Brock never played for Cleveland, and they took it on. So that would be the way, if you could find all of those parties to be aligned. I just don't know what the motivation is of the Browns. Are they going to try to save face at all costs? Is he going to be back next year, even as a backup? I don't know how much they can tolerate on this.
Mike, do you think the biggest thing, though, by letting Joe Flacco go and not even having the inclination of even bringing him back? They talked about it a little bit, but not bringing him back. Do you think that plays into the locker room as well, though, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I think it becomes unsustainable at a certain point if everybody knows, you know, what the deal is. I think it becomes really hard. And so where is that point? Is it six games? Maybe not. They played pretty hard the other day. But you just can't keep doing it for too much longer. So I think if they put Jameis Winston in there, you'd probably see a spark. That happens. I don't know that he would play well for the stretch of it, but it would be different. It would be some juice. You saw what happened to Carolina. They put in Andy Dalton. He had a great game. Then a few weeks later, he's Andy Dalton, right? That could happen. That could happen too. But the Flacco thing is unfortunate because it was a situation where you made the wrong football decision because you were trying to sort of have this pathway cleared for Watson to make it easier for him. And that's bad. That's when you sort of know you have a problem, when you're making decisions for the wrong reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In any aspect of life, you have a problem if you make decisions for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I obviously we agree with that. Let me ask you about Flacco for a second. And listen, the reality of him being here, not being here, whatever. What is it? Does it hurt Stefanski's case at the end of this season that Joe Flacco and how he played here and being so great was part of the sell, not only to the fan base for why Stefanski's a great play caller, but I would imagine to people in charge as well. Does it hurt that Flacco looked really good with the Colts this year?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Cheer.
I don't think it helps anybody in Cleveland that he looks good and he's going out there. And now the Colts are even having to wonder, hey, we drafted this guy in the top five, but maybe Flacco gives us our best chance to win. Again, I don't know if Flacco over the course of a whole season can do it. I don't even know if Rodgers can do it over a whole season right now. That's a different thing than coming in out of relief, but it doesn't really matter from an optic standpoint for Cleveland because the team was able to win with him, and everyone will now think, shoot, I'd rather have Flacco in there than Watson. And plus, you can feel good about Flacco. That's another point I made in the column. How do you, even if you have success, can you really feel that good about Watson? I don't know if you can at this point.
Well, I think that's a difficult point, right? And when we look at now the offense, the Browns trade Amari Cooper yesterday. They lose a number one. They really don't get much in return, third rounder, seventh rounder, nothing big. But how does that change the culture of that locker room now moving forward?
The people probably feel good for him. We saw some of that in social media with guys saying, hey, congrats. I don't know if it makes a huge difference, but you're 1-5. You're behaving like a 1-5 team now. So it's probably another little piece of wood on the fire, but I don't think it's a huge piece of wood on the fire.
Do you think it helps Jerry Jeudy, though, in getting maybe some more touches, maybe some more looks moving forward?
It could, but does it make you a better team? I mean, is the goal to get looks for Jeudy?
I don't know if it's maybe a better team, but
kind of sounded like that with Stefanski today,
right? I mean, Kevin was kind of like, "Hey, best of luck to you, Amari, over with the Bills."
Yeah, we want to get other guys some touches.
Yeah.
And that could be, and that could just be where everybody's at. Where Amari, at his stage of his career, really doesn't want to be going through this. You know, he's been around and he's played at a good level, and he can go help a good team now. He's sort of done his time.
Mike Sando, The Athletic, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Let me ask you about now who would be trade possibilities, and I'm going to throw Miles' name in there. If you want to shoot it down, fine, but I know the Lions need help with Aiden Hutchinson out for the season. They're going big game hunting. What would a trade around Miles look like, and is it even feasible?
I would think it's not. I mean, I haven't even looked at his contract, but how could you trade away, a pillar player who's just a dominant force? I don't.
Two first-round picks. Do you do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Now, if you're starting to think about what we're going to do at quarterback and it's part of a broader plan to reset that position, I mean, maybe you have to consider whatever you can consider. I just hate giving away Hall of Famers. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Oh, I agree with that. I think the Browns front office would agree with that, but we also might get to a point where Miles just says, I've been here for almost a decade. I went through Baker. I went through 1-31 and then Baker, and then I'm tired of it. I want to win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's two sides of this, right? If the player says that, you probably have to listen to him.
It's tough. I don't love this situation, Mike. As we talk about it, I love it even less. I don't think we're in prison, but I'm not being served ramen like I want either.
Ramen time.
Yeah, it's not. We're
no,
not
it's
there.
Just how long can it go on? You know, I think that's the thing. You're waiting for some kind of a spark, but it just looks similar every week. So it's got to be super frustrating internally as well. But for the fans, you just feel helpless. It does feel like you're trapped.
No question. Mike, appreciate the insight as always. We'll catch up with you later. We're always checking you out at The Athletic. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff right there with our buddy Mike Sando of The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Jason, I don't know what you thought about his idea, the proposed idea. We've talked a little bit about it already this week. The out for Deshaun Watson and the Browns. He'd have to waive the no trade clause, but you send him to a team like Carolina, you'd have to attach picks in the process.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing right there. You've already lost so many picks in picking up Deshaun Watson. You lost three first rounders and you
six total picks.
Six
in general.
Total, right?
Yeah.
And the guys that were drafted in those first rounds are doing what they're supposed to be doing on the other teams. Deshaun Watson's not doing anything right now. He can't even throw for over 200 yards. And Nick and I talked about it last week. You know, for me, for a quarterback in the NFL, if you're getting chances to throw and you're throwing 30, 40 times a game, you got to at least be able to throw for 200 yards. I said 250 to be able to have credibility. He can't even throw for 180, 190 right now. So when I look at it, I guess the biggest key is if you do unload him, you're going to lose a lot. You might go back 3 or 4 years again. Do the rest of the players on this team want to be able to do that?
Well, the problem is if it's a first-round pick, then you're not drafting your quarterback to replace
him. Right, exactly.
And let's get into this. 216-474-0092. Is there a way out of the Deshaun contract? And if we found that way, the way that Mike proposed to us, would you take it? We'll get into that. Also, we got to dive into Andrew Berry's role in Amari Cooper as well. It's Jason Stanford, Jonathan Pino with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.